Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, June the 25th, Monday, June the 25th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to talk about purpose. We want to talk about the foundation of the life management system, everything that I do every day, all day for the last 25 years. I've been doing one thing, and that is I want to present my highest good to the world. I want to show the world my unique identifier, my spiritual fingerprint, my spiritual ID. So my question to you today, what the beep can you do for me? What is your spiritual ID? What is your unique identifier? Everybody has one. The most important thing to under, over, and understand is the difference between a feature and a benefit. The ability to understand that people don't want to buy a drill. People want to buy what a drill does. People don't want to buy you. People want to buy what you do. If you don't know what you do, my brother, if you don't know what you do, my sister, you in deep chemistry. People are not interested in you. People are not interested in your pleasing personality or your beautiful raiment or your height or your big chi-chis or your big badonky-donk, whatever you got going on. That's all great. That's all dandy. That might get the party started. However, to keep the fire burning, homie, I need you to do something for me. And I need you to know what you do. And unfortunately, many people don't know what they do. Therefore, they don't have confidence. They cannot walk into a room and own it with their vibe. If you cannot walk into a room and own it with your vibe, not with your body, but with your vibration. We're talking about your vibrational identifier. This is your vibrational signature. Everybody has a vibrational signature. That is your benefit. This is what you bring to the table. This is why God put you on the planet. This is the only purpose that you exist. Without your vibrational, your unique vibrational identifier, you will be exiting stage left fairly quickly. So you are up against the time clock, if you will, to identify, which is the purpose of the life management system, your unique, emphasis on the word unique, vibrational identity or identifier. This is your motivated abilities pattern. This is the thing that separates you from every person. This is just like your spiritual fingerprint. So since we all have this, we need to find it. That's the only thing that matters. What I'm going to be talking about in Boise is this particular topic or this particular subject. The organizers of the event was like, "Hey, dude, so what are you gonna talk about?" I need you to understand how to connect, how to bring heaven down to earth. You see, there's a lot of mystical people out there. There's a lot of people who have a lot of metaphysical gnosis and knowledge. There's a lot of people who have great intellectual capacity. There's a lot of people that are theological geniuses. There's a lot of people that have a lot of intellectual intelligence EQ or IQ. However, the ability to connect heaven on earth, that's what I do. The ability, my brothers, the ability, my sisters, to connect the spiritual significance in a biological system. I don't know nobody else that does it better than me. That's why I'm on the planet. That's what I can do for you. Now, what can you do for me? How can you benefit me? What is your vibrational, what is your unique vibrational identifier? How can you be, and how are you being omnibenevolent? Are you your highest possible good? Are you bonding your highest possible God? What is the product, service, or information that you have that is going to benefit me, and how? What's in it for me, brother? What's in it for me? At the end of the day, if you cannot answer that question to me right now, then there's no reason for us to have a conversation. If you cannot tell me how you're going to benefit me, how you're going to benefit humanity, then why are you on earth? Why are you here sucking up God's green air? If you cannot tell me the difference between a benefit and a feature. Now, a feature simply tells me what the mechanical construction is. A feature tells me what it's made up of. A feature of a hammer is the handle is made out of 100% oak, the hardest wood on the planet. The hammer, the head of the hammer, has a claw to pull nails out, and it has a flat metal surface. It's made out of cast iron designed to drive nails. The features of the hammer is what the hammer basically is made up of, its construction. The benefits of the hammer is the hammer can drive nails in wood. The benefits of the hammer is the hammer can be used as a doorstop. The benefits of the hammer is the hammer, in worst case scenario, can be used as a weapon to remove, you know, the skull or to place a hole in the skull of an unwanted intruder. The feature, what is the difference between a feature and a benefit when it comes to marketing is huge, because if you cannot explain it, see, a feature is what something is. A benefit is what something does. If you cannot explain me, if I ask you and we're in an elevator and you got, and there's, you know, my boy from Virgin Mobile, you got Donald Trump in there, well, maybe not Donald Trump, but you got, you know, Mark Cuban in there, you got, you know, I don't know, whoever the latest and greatest movie shake. Let's say you on Shark Tank, they invite you in a Shark Tank, you got 30 seconds, you got 30 seconds in Shark Tank, and if you cannot tell me in 30 seconds what is your product, and if you cannot tell me in 30 seconds, what does your product do? How does it benefit me? If you got 30 seconds, and if you can't do it in 30 seconds, your dog does not hunt. A feature is a statement about the product, service, or information. A benefit shows me the end result of the product, service, or information. What does your product, service, or information accomplish? A feature is of what the product is. A benefit is what the product does. So I'm going to ask you, what are you? And then I'm going to ask you, what do you do? Can you tell me? If you're a member of the Life Management team, you should be able to tell me who you are, and you should be able to tell me what you do. That is better, or at least arguably the same, as what anybody else can do. If you was to ask Michael Jordan that question, he would just say, hey, I'm a 6'5", you know, African-American from North Carolina. What do you do? I'm the best on the planet at putting that ball, a round ball, in that hole. I'm the best. Arguably, there's nobody that can play the game of basketball better than me. If I ask Tiger Woods, okay, Tiger Woods, what's your feature? Well, I'm a biracial, multicultural, you know, guy that's very pleasant and easy to be around. Okay, Tiger, what do you do, homie? Well, I can put a little round ball inside of a little hole with a club from X 500 yards out. And I'm the best. Well, he used to be the best at what I do. So how did Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods find out what it is that they do, and how did they get to the place of understanding that they do that better than anybody else on the planet? What was it about, or what is it in their life that allowed them to discover their unique spiritual, in my case, identifier, that allows them to vibrate in that particular area better than anybody else on the planet? And this ability to over and understand that is profound, because there's a lot of people who think that they are in the proper place because they have something called success. They have something called a feedback, a monetary benefit. But that's not their unique identifier. That's not their unique vibrational identifier. How do I know? Because their vibration is not constant and it's not highest. See, there's a lot of people who are in the space, and because there's people around them who do this, that's called, you know, aspirators, kissers. There's a lot of people who kiss other people's aspirators, and that makes them feel. And so they think that they're in their space because they got a A lot of going on, or there's a lot of people who are smart enough to put themselves in an environment with peasants, so that way they can appear to be the priest. So a lot of people like hanging out with low vibrational people, so that way they are the highest bub in the pack. But if you take that bub and put it in another bub, you take a 100-watt bub and you put it in a 200-watt bub pack, that 100-watt bub, it ain't the brightest bub in the pack no more, boo-boo. So if I hang out with homeless people, yes, I'm a guru. I'm a water walker. But I'll go hang out with some people from, you know, down in Silicon Valley. If I go out and hang out with some people from Harvard or Yale, or if I go hang out with some movers and shakers, what had happened was. So you see, brothers and sisters, what you think you are, that's not your unique vibration. That's not your deal, homie. You just hanging out with low bubs. So that way you can appear to be the brightest bub. If you're the brightest bub in your group, get another group. How do you do that? Vibrate on a higher level. How do you do that? I just did the show. Y'all remember? We did that show already. Now, there's three things that you got to do besides earn money. You got to be able to keep it. And once you know how to keep it, you got to be able to make your money make money. That's where I'm at. See, it's one thing, you know, the first thing is you got to learn how to find. This is what I'm going to be talking about again up in Boise in July. First of all, you got to find your purpose. Then once you find it, you got to believe it. Because you're not going to believe your purpose when you find it, because it's going to be so bad. It's going to be so big. You're going to be like, oh, that's Doc, I can't. That's no way, dude. You sure? God's called me to be a worldwide, internationally known, in my case, you know, have a multi-million dollar online business that helps people to not only find, but also fulfill. That means develop a system that allows them to monetize it. So not only, okay, I'm not just going to tell you your purpose. I'm going to help you fall in love with your purpose. And then I'm going to show you how to get paid for just waking up and doing this. Every day. That dog hunts right there, brother. Because I'm going to show you, and I have been showing you, and we'll continue to show you, how to make sure that your spiritual consciousness is stronger than your physical reality. Because the brain is a projector, and it projects out your belief system, so that way your eyes is tricked in believing what the brain says is real. Now, this is a true story. You don't see with your eyes. You actually see with your brain. In other words, the rods and cones rejects the vibrations that do not match with the reticular activating system. True story. Don't believe me? Just go to Google, type in RAS, reticular activating system, and just read it and see what it does. Your reticular activating system. Now, this is so – if you want to prove it to yourself, go out. Well, just put your mind, go to Google and type in, let's say, you know, Ford Mustangs. Make sure it's a vehicle that you don't presently own. Look at that Ford Mustang. Think about the Ford Mustang. And then go out and get in your car and drive around and watch how many Ford Mustangs that you see. Now, to my knowledge, I can't remember. But now that I have that in my consciousness, in my awareness, and if I set that as my intention, watch how many Ford Mustangs I see. The brain only allows in, you pre-program it to allow in. Now, the reason why that is important is because if you never identify your purpose can't come in. I can tell it to you, but you can't see it. That's the problem with 90% of the folk I know. See, positive charges overcome negative charges, meaning your God-given pattern automatically overrides your negative habit pattern. Your negative habit that's a pattern has no power for your God-given diaconia, a destiny. Thoughts manifest into physical reality. The reticular activating system only allows in frequencies that identify with the current features and benefits of the brain. That's called your BS. That's called your bullshitness. That's called your. If you believe that all black people listen to rap music, your brain will block out every black that listens to country. You will never see a black man that listens to country music. Never. Because it doesn't match your existing history. You are attracting things into your life based upon your thoughts. What you release is what you attract. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. What you release is what you attract. You are releasing thoughts unconsciously, and you are attracting those thoughts. Look at your environment. That's it. So if you don't know your benefit that you have to the humanity, how are you going to attract it? And then how are you going to attract people that use it? Let me tell you the secret to life. People do two things. Everybody on earth do this. People buy shiznits that solve problems and provide pleasure. Period. Drop mic, exit stage left. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. This is the only thing on earth that matters when it comes to understanding your dear Keneal, your purpose. So when I stand up and I'm in front of this crowd of people, supposedly the way ticket sales are going, anywhere from 300 to 500 people is going to be there at this seminar. So if you guys are anywhere near Boise on July the 13th and the 14th, holler at your boy. So everybody, why are people coming to this One Soul Expo to hear spiritual leaders, you know, business leaders, life coaches talk? Why would you come? Why now it's going to be broadcast a live stream so you can listen to it live, you know, anywhere. You have to go there. You can listen to it live. So why would you listen to it? Why would you watch? Why do you buy books? Why did you join the Life Management System? Why did you pay me $1,000? Why did you join Club 167? Why did you pay me $5,000? Now I got a $20,000 system. I got a $20,000 system. $20,000. So why would somebody pay me $20,000? One answer. I can solve their problem. Now, I'm going to ask you that same question. Because people will pay you $20,000 if you can solve a problem. So my question to you today is, what problem or problems, hopefully, if you're like me, you got multiple streams of income. So what problem can you solve? Not your product, not your service, not your information, you. What problem can you solve? What can you tell me that benefits me? I'm not talking about no feature, man. I know you got a lot of features. You got a lot of features. You got a lot of, like, again, Theodore Levitt, a Harvard Business School professor, said, people don't want to buy a quarter-inch drill. People want to buy a quarter-inch hole. Let me say that again. Nobody wants to buy a drill. The only reason I'm going to go buy a plunger, I don't want a plunger. The only reason I buy a plunger is if my toilet is backed up. I'm not interested in a plumber. Don't sell me no plunger. I don't care how great it is. All I want to do is I want my toilet to flush. If it backs up, I'm going to call a plumber. I don't like plumbers. I don't want plumbers. I don't need a plumber. I don't care if the plumber is black or blue. I don't care if he's fat or skinny. I'm only interested in what the plumber does. No, you think people are interested in the fact that I'm Master Teacher 33? No. You know why people are interested in Master Teacher 33? Because what Master Teacher 33 does. The only reason people are not interested in you, they don't know what you do. Or what you do, nobody needs. Or what you do, you don't see how to position it so people can see that they do need what you do. See, a lot of people say, they when I started out, people say, I don't need what you do, dude. I already got the truth. Really? So I asked them, what is it? Jesus Christ and him crucified. Okay, that's the truth. Yes, sir. Okay, who's Jesus? Oh, he's got it down on a cross. Okay, really? When he died on the cross, where's the cross at? Where's the body at? Where's the evidence? Where's the proof? Where's this, that, and that? You know, how do you know what you know? Well, the Reverend Dr. Bishop told me, okay, how does the Reverend Dr. Bishop know what he knows? Well, the Reverend Dr. Bishop went to the cemetery, and in the cemetery, they taught him. No, it was a cemetery. Yeah, it was a cemetery. He went to the seminary, and they taught him. exegesis, and he regurgitated it to me. Then I asked, did you look it up? I ain't got to look it up, man. Reverend Dr. Bishop told me. He's a reverend, homie. So that's how I know they don't have the. They got A. They don't have the. So I must show them the need for the product. Because otherwise, they are people don't look for what they already got. Nobody is going to buy unless they got a problem. Nobody's going to buy unless they're looking for pleasure. That's it. So if you cannot tell me today what you can do that's going to solve a problem or provide an immense amount of pleasure, because there's a whole lot of people in the pleasure game. I'm not interested in that, because there's a whole lot of distractions out there. God put me on a planet to solve problems. And I think he put you on the planet to solve problems too, boo-boo. I'm just saying. I could be wrong, but I think God is interested in solving problems and not providing you with momentary pleasure. Although, could be wrong. So now that we know that you're on the planet to solve a problem, what problem can you solve? Let me tell you. This is so easy. It's like taking candy from a baby. What problem you got? And you know what? I actually heard somebody, I had a client tell me he ain't got no problems. What? I was like, man, I'm going to come to your house right now. Well, give me the address. I will fly. Anybody listening to the sound of my voice, you ain't got no problems, email me right now, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Now, I know. You like me. I don't have any problems either. Again, affirmation. That's the goal. That's the intention. However, physically speaking, in the real world, now metaphysically, I don't got no problems. I'm a metaphysical cacillionaire. I am a metaphysical, God, if you will, from the perspective of my physicality, meaning all organs work metaphysically. Every organ in my body functions according to its purpose. That's the affirmation that I say every morning. Every organ in my body functions according to its purpose. Then I get on, go to the gym, and I try to do some stuff that I used to do when I was in my 20s. And my body says something different than my affirmation. So the goal is I need a product, service, or information that connects as above, so below. My affirmation and my reality, they got to meet. If you can do that, you will never work a day in your life. Your bank account will stay full. People will follow you around like lost puppies. They will be looking for you in broad daylight with flashlights. Everybody will be walking around with flashlights. Hey, have you seen this dude? Why? He can connect heaven and earth. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Once your name get hallowed, bam, nobody knows your name. Your name ain't hallowed. Yahushua already set the example. He's our elder brother. If you do what Jesus did, he said, the things that I've done, you should do. Now, if you could do what Jesus did, guess what? Guess what, brothers? Guess what, sisters? Everybody would hollow your name. Your name would be hollowed. What does that mean? That means people are going to be like, all right, man, have you heard of that dude named Master Teacher 33? Yeah, dude, I heard that dude can walk on water. Man, we got to go see this, man. People be lining up around the globe to see me walk on water. That's the reason we need to be doing what Jesus did, not talking about what he used to do. See, the only reason, brother, you're not a household name, let me speak for myself. The only reason I'm not a household name, I can do a video and I get 25 views. Will Smith can do a video, he'll get 25 million views. What's the difference between Will Smith and Will Rogers? Will Smith's name is hollowed. Will Rogers, not so much. So how did Will Smith hollow his name, brother? How did Will Smith hollow his name? Whatever Will Smith did, that's what you got to do. You know, I'm talking about the morally and ethically way. I'm pretty sure that may have been some based up on, some shitness that I know. You can talk to, Quincy Jones and another study for another time. How to become a member of the Black Boule. They'll break it down for you, boo-boo. I don't know if you want to sign up for that. Let me rephrase that. I ain't going out like that or coming in like that. So I gotta figure out another way. I can't go the way Will Smith and Kanye and everybody else did. How about Birdman and Lil Wayne? Oh, man. That's one way to do it. That's the world's way. So the world's way of hallowing your name, I have inside of my book called The Seven Seals of Satan, the seven S's that will guarantee you you'll be wealthy, healthy, wise, and your toes will be curled. I don't know if because of you're in a great relationship or because of the pain. But anyway, your toes will be curled if you go the world's way. So I just like, I thought about it. I said, yeah, that dog doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt for me. So I'm not interested in selling my mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect for a couple of duckies. So Mammon, I like you, boo-boo, but you know what? Sorry, dog, we can't hang out. So that means I got to figure out another way to hollow my name. Now, the Bible says that's another way. So I just read the Bible, and I got with the universal spiritual law, and there's something called a golden rule. There's something called golden means. There's something called the golden ratio, emphasis on the word golden. Because you take the word gold, and you take out Lucifer, the L, what you got left is God. It's the grantor of destiny. So if you got your destiny, your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. Now, kings, they got duckies, last I checked. I don't know too many poor kings. So if you want an arcane, that represents royalty. That represents vibrational identifying. A king has a unique vibrational identifier. He has a UVI. What's your UVI? What is your unique vibrational identifier? Very few people have one of those. So I got a unique vibrational identifier. Now, my unique vibrational identifier is totally different from everybody else. Because if you notice, I say things and I have a little sarcasm. I have a little righteous indignation. The vibrational characteristics of my genetic codon is what they call it in science. So inside of my DNA, there is a molecular codex. Now, this is a genetic codon, C-O-D-O-N. You got it in your DNA. So what I do vibrationally, there are six DNA codons, really seven, and according to science, again, this is the biological significance of the spiritual ramifications of what I'm saying. So when I get to Boise, everybody is going to have, there's going to be some great metaphysicians there. There's going to be some great mystics. There's going to be some great people that come across as a little airy. Y'all ever seen those people that kind of like the, you know, long hair hippie type? They look like they just got, you know, smoked a little too much reefer. Okay, yeah, they're going to be there. Then you're going to get the other side of the coin. You're going to get the medical doctors who went to medical school and they studied, you know, cellular biology, and they will understand all of the deep ramifications of the human genome. And they're going to be able to break down, you know, using everything that they learn in medical school. And they're going to wax eloquently about the biological significance of the human anatomy. And they're going to break it down on some deep metaphysical level. I'm sorry, a deep biological level. But where those two are, those two different extremes, nobody can connect biology and Bible. I know there's somebody out there, but I don't think there's nobody out there better than me. So I'm going to be able to do something that a lot of people have not heard before. So I'm going to tell them some things that I've been sharing with you. And this is going to break down. I'm going to establish my bio frequency. And I'm going to tap into the nucleus of everybody's atom. Because the earth spins on its axis, as does the atom. So I'm going to break down everybody's state of vibration. And I don't need a machine to do it. So I am going to give everybody a bio-holographic crystallization, again, using the New Age terms, because I'm going to be in a New Age environment. Now, if I was in a Bible environment, I'll be breaking down, the Holy Spirit. And I will be talking about, you know, Jesus Christ and him crucified. But because I understand the environment, I'm going to break down the harmonic significance of the hydrosphere or the hydrospace. This is their unique vibrational identifier. And I'm going to drop some names like Dr. Leonard Horowitz and drop another name like Maxwell Gershom. Then I'll drop, so that way, again, my audience can understand that, hey, this dude ain't as stupid as he look. And then I'm going to talk about, again, some of the different modalities that every system has when they maintain their vibratory state. And then I'm going to talk about the harmonics of health. And when I say these terms of endearment, and I'm going to quote George Lamhosky, which was a Russian engineer that published a book back in 1920 called The Secret of Life that talks about waveform duality, and he wrote a book called Radiobiology. And then I'm going to talk about another dude by the name of Barry Lyons and another lady by the name of Teresa Welsh, because I know all of these esoteric metaphysical gurus will be able to tap into the unique vibrational identifier that I am sending out, because I set my intention now in June before July. So when I get there, when July 13th roll up, I've started establishing my intent. So when I leave there, all of my intentions will come true. And everybody that's a traditional Bible thumper will say, well, God did a miracle. But everybody that has some metaphysical understanding will realize that when Jesus died, he said, it is finished. And everybody that has any type of understanding will understand that all I did was apply the laws of the Bible and the laws of metaphysics, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I am going in there knowing, I'm not hoping, I'm not wishing, I'm not dreaming. I don't have, you know, hope marketing. I have metaphysical marketing. I know my unique vibrational identifier. So I'm setting my vibrational tone now. I've already placed my order. So I know I'm coming back with a minimum of at least 20 grand, because I already put the order in. I'm not going to wait till I get there. So let me ask you the question, brother. This morning, what was your vibrational intention? What did you set this morning? What did you say to the universe? What do you understand the law of vibrational equivalence? See, when a pebble creates vibrations that appear as ripples, when you drop a pebble in water, that ripple travels throughout the entire body of water. The same way your thoughts travel throughout the entire universe. Every thought that you have is a vibrational, is a unique vibrational, a tone in it. It has a frequency in it. Every thought, not some, everyone. So let me ask you the question again. According to string theory, according to all of the gurus, there's something called the sacred harmony resonance. What is yours? Now, low frequencies, those are the frequencies that are out of balance. Those are the ones that cause illness and disharmony. Those are the frequencies that most of us do. What is a low frequency? Fear, doubt, unbelief. Now, you think I'm going to Boise and with some kind of concerns? I don't think so. You think I'm going to leave it up to somebody else to determine the outcome of my destiny? I'm going to let the dominant culture write my script? I don't think so. You think I'm going to let some organizer dictate to me as to when and what I can say and how I say it? That dog don't hunt. So I understand what is called, again, the capacity of the DNA to extract frequencies and connect them with the frequencies that's outside of the body. Meaning, every genetic biochemist on the planet understands frequency matching. They understand that a positive emotion causes the cells to vibrate at a higher frequency. A negative emotion causes the cells to vibrate at a lower frequency. I don't care what you eat. I don't care what you smell. I don't care what you hear. I don't care what you see. I don't care what you touch. Your thoughts that is being emitted by your heart is 100 times, again, according to the physics. Just go to heartmath.org and read it for yourself. The heart emits 100 times, some people say 5,000 times more power than the brain and any other organ in the body. So if my heart is not in it, I know I can't win it. So I ain't going to Boise, or I ain't going nowhere unless my heart is in it. I ain't coming to your house. I ain't doing no blog talk show. I ain't writing no book. I ain't doing no Dear Canary report. I ain't doing shiznit unless my heart is in it. Why? I understand how to establish my unique vibrational signature or identifier. That is what I can do for humanity. What's in it for you? I'm going to teach you how to do the same thing I'm doing. Okay, Brother Will, what are you doing? I'm giving you your Dear Kinnear. Now, you should be saying, well, Brother Will, what is my Dear Kinnear? Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, this is your Dear Kinnear. You don't have to worry no more. You ain't got to wonder no more. You ain't got to ask no more. Your Dear Kinnear is one thing. Do the highest possible good. What does that mean? Do what makes you happy. What does that mean? Remember, seven whys. Do what makes your heart beat faster. Now, when I look at my wife, especially when she ain't got no clothes on, my heart beats faster. It beats faster when I look at her with clothes on. When I look at my wife, my heart beats faster. That's why I married her. When I'm doing this show, just the thought of doing shows, talking to you right now, my heart beats faster. When I do Dear Kinnear reports, and when I finish a Dear Kinnear report and I deliver it to the client, my heart beats faster. When I get ready, after the show, I am looking forward to going to the gym. Now, I already went this morning at 5, or whatever. I woke up a little later this morning because I couldn't sleep last night for some reason. I had a weird dream, so I couldn't sleep. But when I go to the gym, when I'm at the gym, my heart beats faster. I get my heart rate up to 160, 170. They say it ain't healthy. I've been doing it for years. Why? It flushes out the toxins in the body. That's how I take out the trash. The faster the heart beat, the more trash you take out through the biggest organ in the body. What is the biggest organ in your body? The biggest, most powerful organ in your body? It ain't your heart. Ain't the lungs. It's not the spleen. It's your freaking skin. Your skin is the biggest. You know what your skin does? It has something called pores. Guess what comes out those pores? Something called perspiration. Guess what's in there? You ever taste your own sweat? Tastes salty. Salt does what? It's a distiller. Cleanses the body. That's why they put meat in salt. They put a lot of stuff in salt. In my heart, what's your purpose? Beat. Make your heart beat. That's it. Drop my exit stage left. Jesus came that you may have life. No heart, no life. If your heart ain't beating, you ain't living. Then what is your purpose? Your purpose is to do shiznits that make your heart beat. Period. Drop the mic. Exit stage left. Now, if you got a little, if you need a little bit more clarity, I recommend you do what I do. Do what I did. I put myself in environments that make my heart beat. Now, I could drive a Ford Pinto. Or I could drive a convertible Corvette. Or I can drive a Rolls Royce or a Bugatti. I can drive a lot of cars. Certain cars make my heart beat faster, better. It makes me feel something. Now, you could live in a one-room or a one-room studio. When you come home to that one-room studio, how do you feel? If you feel like you just won the lottery, buy it. Live in it. Fix it up. Do you, boo-boo. What can you do for humanity? Let me tell you what I do for humanity. What I'm doing right now is what I do for humanity. Nobody on earth can provide you with the gnosis and knowledge to help you be you better than me. They may be just as good, but they ain't better. Because you know what I'm going to tell you right now? That you are afraid, not you, but people you know, you are afraid to make your heart beat faster. Because like me, you probably think you don't deserve it. That's what I thought. Or you want to live your life helping other people make their heart beat, and you living your life through them. That's called reality shows. People watch Love and Hip Hop and their heart beats faster. By what? People play video games and their heart beat faster. They never leave their house. They play video games. Now, me, I like to go to the park and throw a football and catch it and juke somebody out, break some ankles, watch them fall down. Kids today, they never go outside. They never pick up a real football. They never throw it. They never go to the park. They never feel the sun glistening off their back because they're inside playing a video game. See, I thank God I wasn't raised in this culture with the kids now because they don't know what they're missing. They've never went outside, and when they do, it's like, oh, it's hot out here. I'm sweating. Mommy, can we go inside? I mean, it's not their fault. Look what they're raised with, technology. Technology is good, but technology prevents you from experiencing your spirituality. Technology prevents you from tapping into your true spirituality. Now, it should help, but for most people, it hurts. Why? It prevents you from experiencing your true worth. Because at the end of the day, what can you do for me, brother? What's in it for me? I like you, man. I mean, I like you, sis. I think you're great people. But at the end of the day, what can you do for me? We're just going to sit around and talk about what? Sports? We're going to talk about Donald Trump, the president? We're going to talk about politics? Okay, that's cool. We could talk about religion for a little while. But at the end of the day, I got a question for you. How are you going to help me pay my light bill? Oh, so you ain't got nothing for me? You can't help me pay my light bill? No, I don't want you to give me no money. I just want you to teach me how to make my own. I don't want to borrow. I'm sorry, dog. Been there, done that. I ain't trying to owe no man nothing. The Bible says no, owe no man nothing but to love him. So, no, I don't want you to loan me shiznits. Teach me, brother. Teach me. I can figure it out for my damn self. Just write it in a book, do a damn video, and then you want to charge me? No problem. I'll pay for it. I will gladly pay any price for any product, service, information that benefits me. Gladly. If anybody out there that know how to write a program where I can type in certain information and spit out a 700-page Dear Kenny report, call me. I don't care what the price is, I'll pay. Why? Scale. I'm doing Dear Kenny reports by hand. So if there's a computer program out there, there's a bunch of them out there that know how to write computer code, and then you can write a program. Now, there's some already out there. There's one on, like, dcars.com. There's certain websites out there that already got basic numerology, but my shit ain't basic. I got biblical alphanumerics, so I need a whole new program. What I got in my score, and it don't exist. Everybody else, they just give it to you straight, meaning that whatever spits out on everybody else's website, I put it in reverse. Because why? Isaiah said they take the truth and they turn it upside down. So I'm going to turn it back right side up. No program out there exists. So I will pay. I just got to find somebody to do it. Now, I put the order in. I'm just waiting for the person to show up and say, hey, Doc, I heard you say, man, that I'm a computer programmer. I'm from India. I know how to do this, man. You call me, I do it for you. So I'm just waiting for them to show up. Because why? I know they're out there. I know there's somebody out there that know how to write the code. After that, then I'm going to be on the Bahamas sipping pina coladas because then I can scale. Right now, I got to drive slow. If I drive too fast, I'm going to crash and burn my That's what happened with my coffee shop. Me and my wife, we grew too fast. We couldn't find nobody that we could trust to give the keys to open up our coffee shop, our bookstore, and lunch without them stealing the money. We couldn't trust nobody. My wife was in the hospital for 7 days. We had to close the shop. We had a lot of people say, yeah, brothers, you can trust me. And boom, he could barely stand up. Freaking drug. I mean, another study for another time. What am I saying, brother? What can you do? Who can you be that benefits the universe? Answer, be yourself. Okay, Brother Will, how do I be myself? Well, the vibrational characteristics of your genetic codon, thankfully, is in your name. Now, there are vibrational characteristics of the DNA codon. It's in a what they call, in biology, they call it the subregions of the DNA molecule. Now, there is some fancy biological terms that I could drop on you that won't make sense unless you understand, biology and what they call DNA detection and visualization of tandem repeats. So there are tandem repeats in a DNA sequence. This tandem repeat in the DNA sequence is called the hybrid nanostructure of the DNA. So in the hybrid nano, meaning very small, structure of the DNA, there is a frequency, it's called a sequence identifier. This sequence identifier in your DNA establishes a vibrational pattern on what they call, again, the optoelectronic signatures. Now, this is true. You can go to University of Utah, where I learned it from, and you can take a class in, again, molecular biology, which is what I did, and you could understand the biological micromolecules inside the DNA. They display a particular sequence that sends out a unique identifier. That is your unique vibrational identifier. This is what is called biomolecular science. This is a nanostructure that your DNA assembles. But it only does it when you do something. What do you got to do? Your heart must be elevated, meaning in love. That's the only time the sequence lines up. Only reason you're not more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, you doing shizness you think you got to do instead of doing shizness that you love to do. Period. Drop mic. Exercise days love. How do you know what you're supposed to do for the world? What curls your toes, homie? If snowboarding curls your toes, you should teach everybody else how to snowboard. Now, I've been telling my wife this. My wife loves to work outside. She should be working at some kind of a plant nursery or somewhere. And she likes fishing. Why? That's all she talks about doing. Every time she gets a moment off, she wants to go work in the yard or she wants to go fishing. I was telling her you should start a landscaping business or freaking do fishing tours. Why? That curls her toes. That makes her heart beat faster. So, question to you, what curls your toes? What makes your heart beat faster? Whatever that is, that's your gift to humanity. Me, I like destroying paradigms, especially religious ones, religious traditions. Why? Because my mama died following one. So I spend a lot of time trying to prove myself wrong. Every day I wake up, I hope and pray that I can find something wrong with my theology. 25 years, really ever since July the 1st of 2009, I haven't been able to find no theology that overrides God's biology. Haven't been able to find it. I'm still looking, though. That's what I do for humanity. Nobody can do that better than me. No one on earth that I can find. I'm still looking. Maybe I haven't found them. I have not found a person on the planet. The sanctuary that is inside of one human cell and lay it out where it shows the holy place, the table of the showbread, the bread of life, the altar of the incense, the candlestick, and all of the other, the manna, and all of the other parts of one human cell, one, just one, and you got a cotillion of them. And it aligns up exactly with the tabernacle that was built in the Old Testament, especially the cytoplasm, which matches up with the outer chamber. And it does the exact thing that the tabernacle did in the Old Testament, especially Aaron's rod that budded. It lines up exactly with the body. The transcript of God is inside of the body. Now, God says this. He says that I have not written my laws on tablets of stone any longer. I've written them on the hearts and the minds of my people. So it does not befuddle me that much to find the Bible inside the body. So the law of the human body, which is basically the nucleus, the RNA and the DNA, and this is the lamina, which is the genetic glue that holds the cells together and connects everything. This lamina is in the shape of the cross. We have the message of the cross inside of the body. And the cell is encased or enclosed inside of this, which we just talked about in the last show. And as I go, and again, we just talking about one cell. We haven't gotten to the hyaluronic acid and some of the other stuff that the cell contain. which all these molecules, everything inside the body, it just blows me away. So I haven't been able to, you know, I don't really teach it too much because I'm too excited about it and people don't really understand it. I read a book by this guy by the name of Dr. Richard Gerber. Dr. Richard Gerber wrote a book called Vibrational Medicine. I wrote another book, read a book by the name of Jim Oshman. He wrote a book called Energy Medicine. Both of these gentlemen talked about what I'm sharing with you today, unique vibrational identifiers. And they said that these were therapeutic doses of frequencies that have subtle energies. This is vibrational medicine. What I do that I don't really tell anybody, because again, it's claironomics and people steal your shiznits. So I just like doing it without necessarily naming it according to its true source, the etymology of it. So I will say things like the word of God, because that's a generic term. I will use words like God or Yahuwah. That's a generic term. Nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about. They think they know, but they don't. Vibrational frequencies, according to Dr. Royal Raymond Rice back in the 1700s, in the beginning was the word, vibration. The word was with God, vibration. God expresses himself this way. I'm not saying he is. I'm not saying that's his only attribute. He got a plethora of attributes. But if you don't understand the etymology, like the young lady I just interviewed, you know, great. She was talking about the 11 keys. She talked about how she overcame. And I'm going to have her back on the show, and we're going to continue with her 11 keys. Notice and listen on part two. Listen what she says and what she said about the plant deities, plant ceremonies, and the plant initiations, and the plant, and the plant, and the plant. Very important. Why? The only difference, what she's saying is A, and it is great. That's why I can have her on the show. Because plants contain sunlight that is converted into, through the process of photosynthesis, into neurological things that are beneficial to us, primarily chlorophyll. The green blood of plants produces the red blood in the body. Now, Sarah knows that, the young lady that was on the show. But without attacking her belief or anything, my question, who makes the plants? Well, who made the sun? That's an etymologist. We just go back to the source. Now, there's nothing wrong if you're not an etymologist. That's not your unique vibrational identifier. That's mine. That's my niche. Her niche is she may have the plant vibrational identifier. Me, I have the source as my vibrational identifier. So I trace shizness back to the source. Because, see, the body in its original vibration automatically brings into balance and restores its natural harmonic resonance automatically. No, I don't care what you, man, nothing else needed. No medicine, no blank, blank. The body is automatically designed to heal itself. So all you got to do is understand harmonics, which is the coherent frequency of the body as it automatically tunes itself if it has all of the things that is needed. But there is something called stress that causes a blockage of the flow of your chi or your life energy. There's something called inflammation. There's something called irritations. There's something called illness. There's something called genetically modified organisms. There's something called fluoride. There's something called fast foods. There's something called, you know, and all of this stuff blocks the flow of your chi. So your frequency range, then it drops down to 62 hertz or below, 7.5 or below. Once that frequency drops below that, that causes dis-ease or illness. That creates a chemical imbalance. It is a frequency imbalance. No disease can exist inside an alkaline body, period. My job on this earth, maintain alkalinity. How? Thoughts. Can I use food? Sure. Can I use water? Yeah, absolutely. Can I use, you know, good air? Sure. None of that shit just matters if my thoughts are whack. So Dr. Bruce Gerber, Dr. Richard Gerber, Dr. Jim, you know, Leonard Horowitz, Roy Raymond Rice, Jethro Cross, all these guys lived back in the 1700s, 1600s. They all wrote books that establishes the dysfunctional patterns that is the result when you do not have a specific unique vibrational identifier, meaning you don't know why you're on the earth. Purpose. Well, purpose is not known. Mental disorder. So now you got to resort to what they call energetic pharmakeia. That means you need medicine. You need some type of a pill to assist you, or you need a plant, or you need something to assist you with maintaining your vibrational identifier. What can you do for me? You can't do nothing for me, brother. You can't do nothing for me, sister, if you can't do nothing for yourself. So before you can try to help me, get your own mind right. Basically, that's what the universe is saying. That's what God says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love yourself first, get your own self together, then you can help me. So the whole purpose of today's message is to understand intention is the healing process that provides the correct frequency that would bring the entire body back into a regular or a normal state of coherence. This is called the state of equilibrium. This was broken down in a book called Freedom Through Vibration. Our vibration, again, I'm saying vibration because, again, I'm deeper than the word. The Bible calls it the word of God. Science calls the vibration of the cell. Now, we can keep going a little bit further from the vibration of the cell to the intent of the heart. So the intent of the heart establishes the vibration of the cell. The vibration of the cell establishes the word that comes out the mouth. The words that comes out the mouth establishes the reality of the world that you live in. So my question to me, brother, my question to you is, we can talk about plants, but when we're done, we got to talk about the vibration that holds the plant together. We can talk about cars. We can talk about houses. We can talk about disease. But I'm interested in talking about source. What is the source? The word. What is the word? A frequency, a wave of vibration. So, again, back to what I started at the beginning of today's series, or today's show. What is your unique vibrational identifier? I call it diakonia. Your diakonia has a specific frequency, and all of your organs inside of your body gets its nutrients that is needed to maintain optimal health and to maintain a specific frequency from this electrical component that is automatically released into the body by maintaining a thought. Meaning, you don't even have to. If you think right, your body don't even need food. As that guy who's supposed to be 75 years old and ain't having eaten physical food in like, so this is a YouTube video. Some guy in India hasn't eaten physical food, and he's a breatharian. Whether that's true or not, I don't really care. I know I'm going to continue eating because I like food. However, it's good to know that I don't have to. It's also good to know if I can stop and think, if I can imagine and use my brain to think about the highest possible good in the areas of wealth, wisdom, and relationship. If I could do that, if I could stop and think, what I would do is I would then establish the vibrational equivalent of the highest possible good, meaning that Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you. God's thoughts are not like our thoughts. His ways are not. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. There's scripture that along those lines. What does that mean? That means that I must stop and bring every thought into captivity and see. That's the only thing that you're not doing. You're not stopping and you're not examining those thoughts. If they are the vibrational equivalent with the unique vibrational identifier, love, which is the highest possible good for you. So before you go and give somebody your last $20, stop and think, is this the highest possible good for me, not the other person? See, I always think about the other person. See, I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm a six. I'm going to throw myself under the bus. I'm a doormat. You know, you can wipe your feet on me. I'm happy. I like to be abused. I want to be misused. Craziest things in sliced bread. Just walk around and say, please punch me in the mouth. It's like, why do we do that? Why do we do that? I'm asking myself that question. I'm just, you know, thinking out loud. Why? Because my definition of love is flawed. I think that if I'm being abused or used, volunteering to fulfill somebody else's vision and forsake my own, that makes me some kind of a martyr. Why? Watch my mama lay down her life for what? Why? She just abandoned 13 kids. What was the benefit? How did that benefit me? How does that benefit anybody? It didn't benefit nobody, at least in my humble opinion. You laying down your life for somebody else doesn't benefit you, doesn't benefit nobody else. The best way to benefit the universe is for you to vibrate at your highest possible good. The best way for me to benefit you is for me to become a millionaire. That way I can benefit you. Because I'm going to have life management systems all over the damn planet. You can just walk in there, pick up a book and freaking read it, listen to, sit in the cool air, get a healthy drink, read one of my books, listen to some of my tapes, make a purchase, or just sit there in the ambiance and bask in the glory and the presence of God. So if I don't become a millionaire, it ain't going to benefit nobody. If I play small, who's the benefit? It just benefits my little small ego. I'm only benefiting you is if I am vibrating at my highest good. And you are only benefiting me if you vibrate at your highest good. So everybody that's listening to me, everybody that's a part of the life management system, please, when we do a one-on-one, bring your A game. Come with your mind. Set your intention before. If the one-on-one is at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, the day that we got the one-on-one, set your intention. What does that mean? Make sure that you tell the universe, I want this 101 to be its highest possible good. I want to get the maximum or the best or the most out of this opportunity, this 1 hour, because that's my intention. That's what I said every day. I just don't want to sit around here and just waste just for us to talk about pleasantries. I want you to be who God has called and gifted you to be and to do. I don't want you to follow me. I don't want you to regurgitate my shizness. I want you to be you. I need you to be you. Because you being you allows me to be me. Our visions are not in conflict with each other. Our visions support each other. All of us are interconnected. My heart is not in competition with my spleen. My spleen is not in competition with my liver. My liver is not in competition with my tonsils. My tonsils is not in competition with my tongue. My tongue is not in competition with my eyes. My eyes do what they do, and they do it good. There is no competition when you are operating your highest possible good. There is no competition when you are being your unique vibrational equivalent or your unique vibrational identifier. There is no competition when you are in your purpose and when you're in your anointing. You have no competition when you know your diakonia. What is your diakonia? Your diakonia is the thing that makes your heart beat. It's been so long since your heart has beaten, you probably forgot what it feels like to be excited. So I recommend you do something that excites you. If you don't know what that is, go to the gym, put the treadmill on 10, and then get on. When your heartbeat get up to about 160, 160, 170, remember that feeling. How fast your heart beating? Yeah, maybe not that fast, but you want to elevate your heart rate. That's what you should do. Is it going to be like that all the time? No. But the thought of it, when I think about, I get excited when I think about being and doing what I'm being and doing. I get excited when I think about having life management centers all over the country. I get excited when I think about going, flying to, you know, the city and state where you live and sitting down and drinking coffee or drinking a smoothie or eating a salad, and we're talking about how you're going to fulfill fulfill your destiny by developing products, services, and information. I get excited about having facilitators who have a bookstore with all my books in there, along with all their books and all their products in there, and having an open mic and spoken word, or having, you know, a church service, or just having meditation services, or having prayer. I get excited thinking about all of us operating at our highest possible good. Why? That benefits the planet. Because we can change each one of our neighborhoods by simply changing ourselves. If we vibrate at our highest possible good, we get our neighbor, we get our family, our husband, our wives, our children, next thing you know, it just starts spreading. Before you know it, we go from one house to five houses, from five houses to a city block, from a city block to the freaking east side, west side, north side, east side, port of town. Next thing you know, we got the whole city vibrating at its highest possible good, omnibenevolent. Before you know it, we have the whole freaking state. Now, to that, all 50 states. Before you know it, we be global, establishing heaven on earth. As above, so below. That's my vision. What's yours? Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, the only one. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. In fact, his name is the entire word of God. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brothers, as always, my educated sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah, I know. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy ton. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy sun. Stepping on your church, how I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You're talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze us. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'm a never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.